You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. A very, very, very bad string of events for Samsung is not over yet. A Southwest flight had to be evacuated Tuesday after a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 started smoking and popping as the flight was boarding in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, I know you heard stories about Galaxy Note 7 phones exploding, but the passenger says this was his replacement Galaxy Note 7 that he got from the company after its global smartphone recall. Samsung told us it cannot confirm that until it retrieves the device. But the company has a lot more on its plate right now than just identifying this one melted down smartphone. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Samsung has already been reeling from the massive recall last month of its newest high-end smartphone, the one that was supposed to take on Apple's new iPhone and wow tech bloggers and consumers. Instead, what the South Korea-based company's got is a possibly botched recall, says business professor David Ross at the University of Florida.
To create a general sense in the public that, oh, my God, this is the most dangerous phone ever. That's why it's so important for them to try to deal with this. You know, we made a mistake, never going to happen again kind of a thing. And hopefully you folks in the media will move on to the next thing.
Until now, moving on is just what Samsung's been trying to do, says Troy Stangarone at the Korea Economic Institute. He says the company jumped on the recall, got software patches and replacement phones out quickly.
So I think they've tried to be as customer-friendly and as efficient as you possibly can. But the longer the story goes on, I think the more questions people will have about Samsung's phone and whether they should consider it or consider an alternative.
Usha Haley teaches management at West Virginia University and has authored numerous books on Asian business. She thinks Samsung's already lost the current battle with Apple, iPhone 7 versus Galaxy Note 7.
When government agencies in the United States flag it as a danger, that's a huge hit to the brand name. It just should get to the next generation, the next item, the next model, maybe number 8.
She says that's so the company can move on to its next major challenge, competing for new customers in the world's biggest smartphone market, China. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.